Hello. So, you've probably seen lots of videos talking about comfort zone, how to get out of there, and why you want to get out of there, and how life exists outside of the comfort zone. Yes, I have actually shared a video with you, a couple of them, regarding your comfort zone. However, now we are going to learn specifically how we can practice getting out of the comfort zone.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Okay, so if you look back in the library, video 48 and 61. Both talk about comfort zone, why we should not live there, ways that we can get out, and different strategies on how to escape the dreaded comfort zone. So we have the opportunity to learn new things, to move forward in life, to try something new, and find new experiences so that we can learn and grow. Whether good or bad, it doesn't matter. Right? So those videos talk a lot about that. So please refer back to those. And I am going to share with you a revelation that I had, because it is so damn difficult getting out of that comfort zone. Why? Because it's comfortable, of course. And I'm going to share a little story that I'm not proud of, but it happened. So I was cooking and I wasn't sure if the burner was on, and so silly me, I put my hand on the stove and guess what? I burned my fingers, and it wasn't just a little burn, it was a pretty serious burn. I didn't go to the hospital or anything, but of course my skin was peeling and I had burned the outer layer, and so it was very hard and painful to use my right hand, which is the dominant hand, right, is my right hand. And so I couldn't use it. And even still today, even this morning, actually, I just am still struggling with that. However, this is what I learned. So what I have been doing for the past few days is, instead of using my dominant hand, I've been using my other hand. And so while I was doing that, I came up with, oh my God, moment. And it was that I had, with no consciousness, I had escaped my habitual zone, which I guess is your comfort zone, right? Because it's the things you do habitually that you don't even know that you just do it. You know, and so here I am now, you know, I'm brushing my teeth. I normally brush with this one. Now I'm brushing with this one. So what does it feel like? It feels weird, right? When's the last time you brushed your teeth with your other hand? Try it. I promise you, it's going to feel weird. You know, it's not earth shattering, right? It's just, you know, your angle, you don't, you know, you can't get back to the places that you would normally be able to easily get to, right? If you, most of the time we brush our teeth, we don't even think about it. We just do it, and we're done, and that's it. But now you're like, oh, wait, how do I get back there? And oh, wait, now I got to get the bottom, I got to get the top, and I'm done. My hand and my wrist is all in these awkward positions. And, you know, and what's happening, I realized, is your brain is in like a mini shock, because your brain, we're retraining our brain that something different is happening and it is uncomfortable. So it's awkward, and yet it is learning, right? You're restructuring your brain to learn different way to do something. Even as simple as brushing your teeth, you can see the mechanics, you know, you're all over the place, and it's just a way for you to feel what that feels like, right? So that's the moral of the story is, start with something easy that is no harm, it's a safe zone, and get out of your comfort zone, try something different. So the next thing, after I'm done brushing my teeth, what do I need to do? I moisturize. Yes, I do. So I usually use my right hand, so now I'm using my left hand, and I'm getting the moisturizer, and I'm putting it on my face, you know, aftershave lotion, and I'm doing all of that with my face, and I'm getting the gel in my hair, I'm getting, you know, all this stuff all over, and it's like backwards. It feels really, really weird, right? Not so much uncomfortable, because you're in a safe place, but it's just weird. So that's what I want you to harness. I want you to get to weird. Because weird is okay. It really is okay. And yes, it's a little bit, it's uncomfortable, but this is the safest place that you can practice, right? Just like anything, anything in life is all about practicing. So most of the time, we don't escape our comfort zone because we're going to try something new. There might be a little danger to it, right? There might be some rejection there. It might involve something else or somebody else, and we don't want to, we're embarrassed, and we don't want to be humiliated, and all of the reasons we can think of why we never leave the comfort zone. So I've discovered the best place to leave your comfort zone: in your bathroom, in your own home. That's the best place to leave your comfort zone. Practice there. Practice doing whatever you normally do, use it differently, do it differently. Whether you're washing the dishes, whether you're making coffee, whether you're vacuuming, whether you're doing the laundry, all of these chores, right, that we do every day or once a week or right habitually, do them differently. Do them with your other hand. Try to put on your socks and shoes differently. Because what you're going to do subconsciously, you're going to prepare your brain, all of the transistors in your mind and the sensors, and everything is going to be like, whoa, something different is happening right now. I want you to feel that, because it is a little weird, it's a little awkward, but it's safe. So you can go through the motions and get used to that feeling. Because once you're used to that, and once it becomes less weird, you become more comfortable in it, then you can go to the next level and take it outside of the home. And what's the easiest thing that you can do, where everybody tells you, is like when you're driving to work or wherever, is to take a different route to get there. Because now you are stimulating your brain, you're thinking differently, you're seeing different things. So maybe instead of driving with your right hand, maybe drive with your left hand. Maybe in a safe zone, right? Not on the freeway, but someplace where you can just, you know, in and out of your subdivision or your garage or your driveway, whatever it is, you know, take it outside of the home. Maybe you're in the work environment. Maybe the way you sit in your chair, maybe your monitor, right? If you use your mouse, you use your right hand, move your mouse to your left hand. Try that. That is will be extremely uncomfortable. You're going to realize how much slower you are. You're going to be all over the map because you don't have the same, you know, dexterity that you would. And it's a great simulation of what escaping the comfort zone is all about. I promise you, the more you do that in a safe environment, the more confidence you're going to build. The more it's not going to feel like it's so scary and so overwhelming. And as soon as you get that assurance that, hey, this is not so bad. Hey, I'm kind of learning something new. Hey, I almost like it. And then you'll get to a point where you hopefully fall in love with it because you realize that you're learning new skills. You realize you're retraining your brain to welcome new experiences. And then you have that confidence that then you can take a bigger leap out of your comfort zone. Maybe it'll be taking a new job. Maybe it will be, starting new relationships or ending relationships. Maybe you try something different with your kids or with your parents. Wherever you are in your life, once you start to now put your foot in the water because you've already learned that it's a good experience, I promise you, doors and windows of opportunities will swing and fly open for you once you can confidently step outside your comfort zone. That's the key word, is confidently. Why do we, most people, want to live in their comfort zone? Because one time, maybe twice, they explored outside the comfort zone. And what happened? You got it. Bad things, right? I don't know what they are, but there's a lot of them, right? Bad things happen when they left the comfort zone. So now we don't want to leave because we don't want bad things to happen. So once we start having good things happen, even on a small scale, that will build us up to be able to go, right? Hopefully we're going to be on this planet for a long time. Hopefully we got a long life to live. And if we start early enough, like today, start right now, start building these habits. Maybe it takes you 1 week, maybe it takes a month, maybe it takes a year of you just doing it inside the house to get confident. It's worth it, because then you have the rest of your life to enjoy outside of the comfort zone. Does that make sense? I know it does. You know it does. So let's start doing that today. All right? Hopefully I've given you lots of ways to explore that and have fun, be safe, and as always, get out there, have a wonderful day, touch people's lives in a positive way.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.